Hallelujah. Let's look into the book of Acts of the Apostles. The first chapter, Acts of the Apostles, and verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Amen. What a privilege. What a promise. Hallelujah. But you shall be Hallelujah. Acts 2. When the day of the Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. A great man of God by the name of Noel Harvest, he speaks about a time in his life when he said, Lord, I have no power within me. I decide to serve you. I want to follow you. I want to walk with you. I want to fellowship with you. I want to do all that you would tell me to do. But nothing matters more than you, Lord. He came to a place in his life where he was able to say that. And the minute he said that, the Lord spoke to him and he said, Noel, if you will begin to fellowship with my Holy Spirit, if you will begin to know him intimately and personally, then your life will be changed and you will have all that you've been asking me of. And that day he prayed and he began to ask the Holy Spirit to fellowship with him. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You can never taste the love of God or experience the grace of Lord Jesus without having a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He that day gave his life to the Lord and said, Lord, I want to know you. Holy Spirit, I want to know you personally. And then the Lord led him to a passage. I want to speak on the wind. The Lord spoke to him a passage and God said, I am going to bring a revival upon the entire body of Christ. And not only in the body of Christ, but when the body of Christ is awakened with fire and with passion and purpose, I am going to anoint them in such a way that wherever the church of God is, there that very city will experience the outflow and the overflow of the power that I am going to release upon my people. In these times and these times and in these days, I've been asking the Lord and saying, Lord, we want the city released from bondage. I remember, you know, in the young days when I was just growing, I used to hear reports about great revival fires that had come upon this land of India, where the fire of God, the person of the Holy Spirit was visiting, where in especially India, places like Bombay and Bangalore were filled, where the anointing of God was falling upon people and they were being energized in the Spirit and moving forth in the functioning of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in their life and doing forth all that God was asking them to do. And I would be so glad in my heart hearing those reports. And then I realized after some time, those firefighters came about. The city began to come into a place of darkness where the devil was putting forth all the uncleanness and worldliness and the things of the flesh. And the entire church began to drift away from the purpose of God. But that's not going to happen to Cochin City. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to claim the city for Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't want to have a power without a purpose. Hallelujah. I want to have the power of God upon my life because there is a purpose for which God anoints you. If God has anointed you in this city, if God has anointed you in this place, there is a purpose that God wants you to do in this place. Noel Harvest began to pray and fast on the Lord, and he began fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And God spoke to him from the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. We know the story where God is asking the prophet to prophesy to dead bones. Hallelujah. But there's one passage of scripture. The 37th chapter. And verse 9. Then he said to me, prophesy in the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into the slain, what that they may live. Come from the four winds, from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west. I mean, come from the four winds, come together. And let there be an awakening. Let there be an awakening upon those dry bones. It has got flesh, but it's got no life. Are you with me? When you read Ezekiel 37, you will find just dry bones lying scattered in graves. The grave speaks about the place that you are in. And those dry bones are dead bones without an inch of life. And then the prophet begins to prophesy the word. And when he begins to prophesy forth, the dry bones begin to come together. They're shaken, they're rattled, they come together. They are formed, the flesh begins to come in. Skin begins to come over, and they're formed back again. How many of you know that the word of God can do something for you? He can put you right back. Hallelujah. And then he says, continue to prophesy forth to the four winds now. So this body that is formed might have the life of God. Hallelujah. Might have the life of God. And the four winds come through and the life of God returns. He says, the minute he read that four winds coming through, he had a vision where God said God was opening the doors of heaven, and the revival fire was coming down from every area of this planet earth, and God's glory was moving through upon the body of Christ, and he began to speak, and he began to see it forth, and he was called to a meeting that day. He came to that meeting, and he only said this one word. He said, the four winds are going to come and take over. He spoke that one word, and before he knew, the fire of God fell upon that place. The glory of God fell upon that place. For 14 years, it had constant revival. I'm seeing a time when you and me are going to move in hope. Hallelujah. We're going to have the nations running over into our hands seeking Jesus. We're going to not only have the city, but God is going to open the doors. He's going to bring in the people. He's going to release them forth. He's going to do it all forth of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And each one of you are going to be vessels of honor in that very plan of God. You're going to be vessels of honor for the Lord. Those of them who are available for the Lord. It's not ability, but availability. The minute you say, Lord, I'm available, God will anoint you. God will anoint you forth and say, go forth. We were looking to the cities. Let me come through that same systematic way that I was coming through. But I feel very strongly inspired. One part of my spirit wants to prophesy forth, another part of my spirit wants to teach forth. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We came till M. N. N. Last week we stopped at A. Stands for what? Of the Holy Spirit. Anointing and advocate. B. Baptism, that word means to be saturated with the presence of God. This man of God says that if you want to, I don't, what you preach, a pastor, what he preaches over the congregation is what the congregation will grow into. If a pastor stands here and he begins to curse the congregation, that congregation will go forth cursed. I've seen that happen. If a pastor begins to move forth into a congregation and he speaks healing, that word and the congregation will be a healing congregation. If it begins to speak forth prosperity, that congregation will be a prosperous congregation. If the pastor begins to stand forth there and speak the miracle power of God and reveal Jesus as a miracle worker, miracles are going to break loose in that place. And I was asking the Lord, Lord, what is my call? What do you want me to preach? What do you want me to prophesy for? As you put me as a leader, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that you want me to build this congregation into? And he said, this congregation to be built into the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Nothing else. Hallelujah. Because the anointing brings in everything else. Hallelujah. To function in the gifting of God. And God said, as long as I preach, are you with me? If I preach backsliding, you will backslide. Hallelujah. If I preach revival, you will revive. Hallelujah. Come on. The message in this congregation is to be in a fellowship with the Holy Spirit of God, whereby Jesus Christ is exalted, lifted up, magnified, glorified above every other name. And I want to preach again and again. He says, man of God says, at least every year, at least, he says, you should go through 9 Sundays preaching just on the gifts of the Spirit. Then the congregation will be one that will be beginning to exercise the gift and function in the gift. How can they function in a gift which they do not know about? Hallelujah. Are you with me? Amen. I said, Lord, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that I desire? And I was praying and praying. This morning I just locked up in the room and I was sitting with God and said, Lord, what is it? What is it? What is it? What is it that you want me to do? God said, just to get them to the place where they can function in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's why the B stands for baptism of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Baptism means to be saturated with, to be immersed in, to be soaked in, inside out with the Holy Spirit. You have Him. You have everything. Jesus becomes so real to you. C stands for the Comforter, the Counselor. Are you with me? There comes a time in your life when no human being can comfort you enough, no matter what problem you're going through. I told you some time back, Job lost his wealth, he lost his health, he lost his family, he lost everything. And there were counselors coming to him and trying to counsel him and encourage him. And he said, miserable comforters are you all. A man who tasted the comfort of the Holy Spirit will never want the comfort of men. Are you with me? Come on. As long as you're looking for comfort, as long as you're looking for encouragement from others, there's no problem. As long as people encourage us, fine. But you can do without encouragement from people if you have the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. He's a comforter. Are you with me? Comforter. You know that song, hallelujah. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides in me. He abides, He abides, hallelujah, He abides in me. Comforter abides in me. Everywhere He knows my everything. Na 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 na. He abides, He abides. Hallelujah, He abides in me. Glory, glory, He abides, He abides. Hallelujah, He abides in me. Amen. Hallelujah. What else do you want if the comfort is inside of you? Hallelujah. The D stands for you. E stands for earnest. E stands for and enlightenment. F stands for the spirit of faith leading into fruitfulness and fullness. Amen. The G stands for the spirit of glory guiding into all the truth. H, helper. I, indweller, illuminator, the one who illuminates your mind. Are you with me? J, joy. K, kingly anointing. L, the law of the spirit of life, life. Amen. You will only have life, amen, if you taste the Holy Spirit. You relate with Him. M, N, newness of the Spirit. Today I want to speak to you on O. Hallelujah. Some of you who are coming here for the first time, some of you who have never been here, you've now been listening to the series for the last couple of Fridays. We have been going through a series on the Holy Spirit of God. On the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z of the Holy Spirit. How to fellowship with the Holy Spirit of God, whom God the Father has given you, whom Jesus Christ has given you. How to fellowship with Him so Jesus becomes real to you. We do not want to be in a religion. We do not want to be in Christianity. We want to be in Jesus Christ. Are you with me? We want to have this fellowship with the Holy Spirit of God. No matter where you are, in the marketplace, wherever you are, you have to be a person who will stand out forth because the glory of God abides in you. Do you know what it means to have the glory of God abiding in you? You are lost as a sinner. You're going about and you come to realize through the word of God that Jesus Christ has paid the price for your sin. I don't know how real it is to you. But you come to a point where you say, I cannot save myself. I cannot get to heaven by myself. And you kneel down and you say, Jesus, be my Lord. I thank you that you have paid the price for my sin. And the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all sin. And He reveals His righteousness in you. And that day you know that you are assured of your salvation. You know, if you die that day, you are going to heaven. Nobody needs to pray with you to help you see that light. But you know. Are you with me? You know. And for every believer, everyone who says he belongs to Jesus, the first thing he knows, he is a citizen of the heavenly Jerusalem, that his home is in heaven. Suddenly he begins to know that he is no longer poor. He is right now adopted and brought into the richest family, hallelujah, in heaven, the heavenly family that belongs to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Suddenly life begins to come in. He feels, you know that? Without arrogance, without pride, you begin to feel as if you are royal material. I don't know if you felt that. Come on. We're not speaking about understanding a few things with our mind. We are speaking about a tangible experience whereby you know that you are made for heaven. You are set free, blessed by God. You have the anointing from God and you know you're born again, ready for heaven. Royal material. You might not have a single money in your bank, but you know you're rich. Come on. A real experience. You know you belong to God. You're no longer an orphan. You have faith coming up, rising up inside of you. You know if you pray, God will listen. If you knock at the door, He will open and say, come in, what is your problem? Let me solve it for you. You have the privilege of moving into the heavenlies, into the most glorious place before the throne of God where the angels worship Him. You have the privilege of going there before the Lord as a child, tender, innocent, pure, trusting the Father, coming there. That's your privilege when you're born again. I don't know how many people, I don't know even some of you sitting in this place where you've gone through an experience like that. But you know nobody can take you away from God. You know that you belong to the Lord. Jesus is so real to you. His word is so real to you. You can't keep the holy word of God down. Filled with a desire to read. You're filled with an appetite. You want to read the word. You want to spend time in the presence of God. You want to fellowship with the saints. You know, you don't take a struggle to say, I have to witness. Your life is a witness. You stand there. Your heart is full of, your mouth begins to speak. If your heart is full of the love of Jesus, you say, oh, Jesus loves you. Ah, Jesus did this one. I mean, you begin to speak Jesus, Jesus, Jesus so much that people want to know the Lord that you know. Are you with me? Come on. So we are learning on the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, which allows us to happen, make this all possible. And we came to M and O. The O stands for, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. He is the one who makes Jesus real to you. Psalms 45, 7th verse. Thou lovest righteousness and hates wickedness. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above other fellows. God has anointed you the oil of gladness. Say the oil of gladness. The O stands for the oil of gladness. Hallelujah. Your gladness does not depend upon the situation, the circumstances that you are in. Are you with me? Johnny Erickson Tada, a little girl. She knew she had a calling from God. She was just 16. She gave her life to the Lord. One day she in a ranch, you know, she went out into the river for a swim. She got on a drop of a rock and jumped into the river. Her head went and smashed against the rock. And she's paralyzed. At the age of 16 or 18, I'm not sure, paralyzed. And then she was filled with the Holy Spirit after that. She asked the Lord, after coming to know Jesus more, she began to ask the Lord. And she being in a wheelchair, she has got this joy that is unspeakable. I had a book with a picture of her that I keep always in my library, personal library. I like to look at that face. So much of radiance on her face. So much of gladness. I mean, the joy of God is bubbling. It does not depend upon the circumstance. It does not depend upon anything else. Nobody can steal away your joy because you know you are made for heaven. Your name is written in heaven. Can you imagine that? I don't know whether you've gone through that experience. Please tell me if you have. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit is not for some people just somewhere. For everyone who intimately desires to follow Jesus. He's not left you orphan. He's given you the O stand for the oil of gladness. To be glad. Look at someone and say, I'm going to be glad. Amen. B is the word that we read today. You shall receive power. You shall receive power. I am just giving you the skeleton of this message. Because if you take each one of them, and if you begin to expound on that, it will take a lot of time. But I think we're going to have a season of the Holy Spirit ministering to us. Amen. Power. Are you with me? Power. Be filled with power. Can you imagine power? God does not want you to be powerful. He wants you to be full of His power, His divine energy, divine enablement, that's what it's called. You. Stands for the quickening. Word quickening. I don't know how many of you have gone through a stage in your life. Sometimes you get up in the morning and you feel so dry. You feel so restless, you don't know what to do. You know, in the Word of God, there is freedom. Come into the presence of God, you don't know what to do. Get up in that morning, you wonder what you're going to do that day. Get up and you don't know how to handle your life. Has anybody gone through that? The Bible mentions the Holy Spirit as a quickener. It quickens you up. What does that mean? In simple words, that word means what you're going to do by yourself, He will do for you. What you cannot do forth for yourself, He will do for you. In Song of Songs, the Word of God says that, the Bible says, quicken me, Lord, and we will run after you. Quicken me, Lord. Sometimes you know the kingdom of God is moving on, and you want to be in that move. I would look at certain ministers of the gospel. They were in such a move of the Holy Spirit, I would say, Lord, what am I doing? You're sitting just like that. Come on, please, Lord, I want to be in that move of God. I don't want to miss that move. And I find in the flesh I cannot get into that move. I find in the flesh I cannot get into my word, into the word of God, into that preaching, sometimes into that message that I have to build upon. The minute you are in a struggle like that, you say, quicken me, Holy Spirit. Are you with me? You ask Him, He will do it forth for you. You don't ask Him, you don't experience anything. Are you with me? Scripture, you have to understand, He will do forth for you all that you will ask Him to do. That Jesus Christ is magnified and glorified. He's a perfect gentleman. He will never do anything for you which you do not ask. Ask Him to quicken you up. And He will quicken you up into the very presence of God, into that word of God. Lift your hand and just pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. Radalava Kanton Konko Ken Keva Shita. Oh Reba Shandalava Kako Kedava Shango. Shaba Baba Shandama Reba Kargun Geva Shika. Oh Riba Baba Baba Shiva Baba Kiga. Rudalava Kandana Bube. Shama baba 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 shila la vakiva. O raba baba shikandura baba shandaka me shika. Shantal buba karin kantal bu kere baba shika. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. There is a glory that's falling in this place. I don't feel inspired to preach at all. I feel inspired to just prophetically say a few things which will quicken you up, which will make you move in the anointing of God. To just set you free and reveal the presence of God upon your life. Those of you who are hungry, those of you who want to come out of the shallow waters. Rabba Shanda Makaba Kazu Rabba Kira. Oh, Rabba 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 Shika. Those of you who want to be energized in the spirit, sing this song with me. Just receive, hallelujah. Oh, yes. There is such a powerful anointing of God, something which I have never felt in such a long time here. This ministry is open to the Holy Spirit. Oh, Shabba Baba. Energy coming into you. Hallelujah. Divine energy coming upon this time of worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, today I was speaking to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I promise you I will never quench your grief or neglect or insult you, no. I promised him that we wouldn't get our ministry stereotyped. But we have some time of worship, then we have some time of the word, then we have some of thanksgiving, then asking new members to stand up. I said, never again. Hallelujah. Never again. Amen. Don't come with a preconceived thought pattern that in time for the word I come. Hallelujah. Your release might not come during the time of the word. It might come just before you walk in this place. The Holy Spirit might meet you right there at the door and shake you out of your problem. Hallelujah. Come on. Sometimes you move into this place, it might come to a song. People have lost out and got into a letter of the law, into a fellowship with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We who had dedicated this ministry to the Holy Spirit to glorify Jesus. And I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. We promise we'll never do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of Jesus. The quickening. Where Noel Harvey said the four winds coming through that put the life back in those dead dry bones coming back to life, and God's breath entered them and they stood up as a living army for the Lord. He said the four winds coming through and he spoke that message, and you can imagine he goes into a place where there are 2,000 people gathered, and he stepped to that place and he started by speaking to that congregation the very first day before he even gave an altar call on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He said, this is the move of the Holy Spirit. We are in and we're going to stand up for Jesus. So after the singers had finished singing, he walked into that stage pulpit, he opened the Bible and he started preaching on the gifts of the Spirit. And the entire crowd were ignorant of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. And they began to hear on the gifts of the Spirit, and suddenly as they were hearing, you know, the Lord said, now let the anointing of God move through and release people who are in the bondage, and let the revelation gifts of God begin to magnify. He began to call out the word of knowledge. Somebody here, sitting here with a problem on your back, God is healing you right now. And immediately another person got up and said, I'm healed. Come here. Who healed you? Jesus healed me. Praise God. Lift up the name of Jesus. Another person sitting here, you got a bondage in the area of your sexuality, and God is releasing you forth and setting you free, and God is making you whole. And I suddenly, a person got up and said, I am healed. I see the power of God come upon me. I mean, God began to put that gift into action while he was speaking forth. Are you with me? I said, Lord, I want to move into this anointing whereby I can imagine going into a crusade ground, starting the first day with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I think the time is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The revival of the quickening comes. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's look a little bit there on the quickening. How the quickening comes. One area of the quickening that comes into your life, definitely he quickens you up through the word, but he will quicken you up with the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, about spiritual gifts, brothers, I don't want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus is cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Here, the word I want to understand is this. If you want to see gifts of the Holy Spirit functioning in your life, I'm going to preach on that in the coming weeks. As we study on the Holy Spirit, the quickening will come through the gifts too. If you want to function in the gifts, take this passage of Scripture, and say, God does not want me to be ignorant of the spiritual gifts. He does not want me to be ignorant of the spiritual gifts. And 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 1 says, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts. Are you with me? God always says, do not covet another man's belongings, another man's wife and all that. But here God is saying, desire to covet my gifts. Honestly, desire to covet my gifts. Are you with me? God wants you to be a person who will move in with the gifting of the Holy Spirit upon your life. How many of you know that one gift of the Holy Spirit working at one time in your life can sometimes change a whole nation? A whole nation. Sometimes the very course of your life can be changed by one gift of the Holy Spirit manifesting forth for you and revealing the purpose of God in your life. Are you with me? One manifestation is enough to quicken you up and set you free. Once I was feeling so defeated in my life, I was feeling so defeated and I was feeling so insignificant after giving my life to Jesus at one time. And I thought, I better stop all this. And I was sitting there. And then suddenly, there came a woman of God into that room and she began to prophesy forth over my life. And she began to prophesy forth the things that God was going to unfold. And the minute I received that word of prophecy, I mixed it up with the word. Are you with me? Things began to happen. Like she had prophesied. God began to build me up. One gift of the Holy Spirit can change your life. Now it says, do not be ignorant of spiritual gifts. God is the God who reveals. He wants to reveal things for your life and He wants to reveal things through you for others' lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 mentions 9 gifts of the Spirit. I'm going to chat with you, but I believe the refreshing is coming. How many of you believe that? One Corinthians chapter 12. This is the word that I want you to remember. In 12th chapter 1 says, do not be ignorant. 14th chapter says, covet the spiritual gifts. And 12th chapter and verse 7 says, here what is the Lord trying to say? The Lord is saying, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit. Does the Bible say to each one? Come on, the Bible says each one? Each one of you can have a manifestation of the Spirit in your life. Not just the pastor. Come on. Each one can have a manifestation of the Spirit upon one's life. If you have never had a share of the manifestation of the Holy Ghost in your life, you claim that word upon your life and say, Lord, I'm going to pace this floor like Elijah until that manifestation comes forth. Hallelujah. To each one. Some of you, you have been learning the scripture, but you have never had a manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life. A personal encounter with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Each one God has given you in His Word, the promise to manifest. The Holy Ghost is manifest to each one. And if you are the body of Christ, born again in Jesus, you can write your name there and say, I belong there. And the manifest of the Spirit is going to come upon my life. Amen. Why? Not that I can have a picnic, but for the common good. Hallelujah. But the manifestation is for you. How many at the time I would learn on the gifts and I would look and I would say, my God, this guy is so anointed. Look at Howard Carter. Look at Lester Sumerod. Look at Smith Wigglesworth. Look at Rod Parsley. Look at these guys. They're so anointed in the gift of faith. And then God quickened me up to this passage of scripture. He said, the manifestation of the Spirit. Spirit of God is for all. Hallelujah. I believe that has released the congregation. Amen. You can never win a city alone. Are you with me? The entire church is going to be evangelizing on the street. We're going to be for signs and wonders in Israel. We're going to be the sign and the wonders. The man of the Spirit manifesting through your life. Can you imagine that? Some of you listen to this. You will find it happening for, I prophesy it over. You're going to move into some of the classrooms in the places that you study in. Stand up, forth there to stand up there, and you're going to find the anointing of God come upon your life, and you're going to reveal word of knowledge and word of wisdom over the congregation, and people are going to be convicted of their sin, fall down and say, Jesus be my Lord. Some of you are going to get into business contracts, and you're going to sign up the business contract there, and you're going to give that handshake, and that man is going to fall by the power of God. Come on. You're going to see something. My spiritual father, Victor brother, he had a very strong anointing upon his life. And his wife is a doctor. And, you know, she's not very spiritual or anything, but she, you know, is in the ministry too. And she's a doctor in the government hospital. And after the anointing of God would come upon a Sunday, she would go forth after the prayer meeting was over to the clinic on Sunday evenings in the hospital to sit there, and people and patients would come, and she would take that, what do you call that instrument, Michael, if you're a doctor? Stethoscope, yeah. She would take that, and she would, you know, check the patient, and the patient would fall down. Boom. Hallelujah. Some of you doctors get excited. If you prescribe the medicine, you're going to spray in the name of Jesus, and they're going to get healed. Hallelujah. Come on. The manifestation of the Spirit for each person. Are you with me? Now, what is that manifestation all about? That speaks on from 8 to 10 words. We're speaking about quickening through the gifts. Q of the Holy Spirit. To one is given by the Spirit, the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge. To another, faith. By the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing. By that one Spirit, to another, miraculous power. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the works of one and the same Spirit. And He gives them to each one just as He determines. Amen. Hallelujah. 9 gifts are mentioned there. We can divide those 9 gifts into categories of 3. 1 is revelation gifts. Revelation gifts. Another, sign gifts. And 3, gifts of inspiration. There is revelation gifts. There is sign gifts, and then there are gifts of inspiration. For you to understand the gifts in a more simple way, I would call it the gifts of thought, word, and deed. The gifts of thought, word, and deed. Now, what are the revelation gifts? The revelation gifts are the gifts of the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the word of and the gift of discerning of spirits. What are the sign gifts or the power gifts? Sign gifts also mentioned as power gifts. What are the power gifts or the sign gifts? The gift of faith, the gift of miraculous power, and the gifts of healing. Three, power gifts are the gift of faith, gift of miraculous power, and the gifts of healing. And then the other three gifts are, what is it called? The inspirational gifts. Those inspirational gifts are tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Hallelujah. Remember, the gifts are not a sign of our spirituality. Amen. You don't have to be 10 years in the Lord to function in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? But you can receive every gift by faith and see the gift operating in your life if you understand through the scriptures how it operates. And if you are blessed to be with a person who functions in a gift, that will automatically rub on to you. Are you with me? Gift will automatically rub on to you. You will see the function of the gift. Now, these gifts is given for the common good, not to make a name for yourself, but to glorify Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Bible speaks about unity. In 1 Corinthians 12, on the gift. And in 1 Corinthians 13, on the love. On love. Remember, I believe the gift of God needs to function in unity and in love. Are you with me? The gifting of God upon your life will never make you independent of God, of the ministry, but will make you interdependent and will allow you to function in love so that Jesus Christ is lifted up. Amen? In a ministry or in a person's life, there are three areas through which God anoints you. How many of you are with me tonight? How many of you understand this word? There are three areas in which God, or three levels in which God anoints you. Last week I told you about the three levels of anointing. One is, there is the leper's anointing, the priestly anointing, and the kingly anointing. Three levels of anointing. Why do I say that? Remember, in John chapter 20 and verse 22 and 23, Jesus Christ, after he resurrected from the dead, he came to his disciples and breathed upon them the Holy Spirit. Now, in Acts 1, Acts 2, while they are praying in the upper room in one accord, the Holy Spirit of God came upon them. Are you with me? And in Acts chapter 4, 23 to 31, a third time a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, one more time upon their life. Three times which the anointing of God came through. David in the Old Testament was anointed three times. One when the prophet Samuel came to him, poured anointing oil upon his life and said, "You are called." Two, in 2 Kings chapter 2, 3 and 4, in Hebron, he was anointed as the king over Judah. And then in 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 3, he is anointed as the king over Israel. A third time an anointing comes upon him. Are you with me? So the same way in the New Testament, we have three times the disciples being anointed, which is scriptural. Three times when the power and the presence of God is manifesting forth upon them by the Holy Spirit making an entry into their lives in a very powerful way. Now, in the same way in a ministry, there are three levels in which the anointing begins to flow forth. One is that there will be one or two people who will have a relationship with the Holy Spirit in such a way they know about the gifting of God, and the gifts of God begins to manifest in those persons' lives. overnight, if they are not mature enough, it will look like as if they are heroes, superstars. Are you with me? And some people would love to be in that kind of limelight, but this gifting is not to be in the limelight, it's for warfare. Come on. Amen. It's not for you to be in the limelight, it's for warfare, spiritual warfare. Are you with me? Now, the second stage is where there is a, just not one or two people, just not the pastor and a couple of people, but there is a lot more bunch where I call them. We spoke about ministerial impartation. You remember that God begins to impart an anointing upon people who are close with the ones whom He's already anointed. There's an impartation that comes forth and they begin to function at the same level, and there is a glory that is manifested. Are you with me? But still it's a group of people. But there comes a third level in a ministry whereby, I mean, the second level is the level in which after the preacher preaches the message, somebody leads the worship in the psalmist anointing, somebody gives a prophetic word, somebody gives a teaching, somebody gets up, gives a tongue, and another gives an interpretation, but there is always somebody who is doing that both in the gifting of God somewhere. Are you with me? We have it on a Sunday evening meeting sometimes. People, one of them getting up and giving a teaching, another time giving a song, and the one giving a thing. I mean, but now the gifts will begin to come forth. Are you with me? That's what I am bringing the congregation into, or praying the Holy Spirit for the congregation into. The third level in the ministry is that the entire congregation who are going to walk in are going to function in a gift. Entire congregation. You're coming in, and suddenly another person comes in and slaps you and says, "Be healed of your cancer." How did this person know I had cancer? Are you with me? God heals that person right then. You walk into that place, you sit down, and the person sitting next to you says, "Which is the song that they're singing?" "Oh, that's there." "Well, God's word over your life is hallelujah. God is going to move you through." Amen. One person begins to, but there will be an order. Are you with me? The congregation, entire congregation is tuned up to the Holy Spirit. The entire congregation, the presence of God is so real, the Holy Spirit is so real, whereby the entire congregation is moving in to a time of revelation. How many of you are with me tonight? Come on. I hope it's not going over your head. Now, that's the three levels in the ministry. Now, I'm praying and asking God for the third level. That's why He said, "Lord, anoint the entire ministry." The entire congregation moving. So the entire city can be reached out. Hallelujah. Entire homes can be reached out. Amen. The last week we were canceling out one of the lies of the enemy, but this is a youth ministry. I have never said it out. It's never said in the word of faith that I have proclaimed on the TV, on the computer of our ministry. Are you with me? Somewhere the devil has blinded the minds of the people through a lie, saying it is a youth ministry. So older people are going to hell. Only young people are going to heaven. Come on, no. We want everybody to be going into heaven. Amen. We were canceling it out. Jesus had a balanced ministry. Are you with me? He took care of the children, took care of the youth, He took care of the old people, the young people, the sinners, the righteous, disciples, everyone who came. Ah, hallelujah. He ministered to everyone. This is a ministry open for everyone. Hallelujah. I unlocked this door of this ministry in the Holy Ghost for everyone to move in forth and move into the word of the living God. Now, in this gifting of the Holy Spirit, of the three groups of giftings, each one of the giftings is something to be learned. Each gift does not work one by itself. I mean, it would profit somebody only if sometimes two or three gifts function together. Are you with me? The word is the... If I have a word of knowledge and I tell somebody, Lord tells me that you have a sickness, you have a problem, that person already knows. Are you with me? Doesn't talk to them anything. Hallelujah. He might be shocked to say, okay, you knew it. Oh, I thank God that God knows. He might be said. But then you say that word out, you've got this problem. Now the gift of healing or the gifts of healing is manifest and I release you from that sickness. Amen. The word of knowledge together with the gift of healing brought forth a miracle. Now what is the point of me discerning spirits without having the gift of faith to cast the devil out? Come on. I sit here and say, I think this is the decibel spirit that is moving through. I sit there and look. I know, but if I don't exercise that discerning of spirit gift with the anointing of faith to say, in Jesus' name, I release this ministry from this spirit, be gone right now. Listen, bless. Are you with me? So you will find sometimes within a space of 10 seconds, sometimes 5 to 6 gifts manifesting at one time. How many of you are still listening to this in faith? Listen, let me tell you something very important here. When you listen to the word of God, faith comes to you. Are you with me? Faith comes to you by hearing the word, and the word should be that of Jesus. The word comes to you, faith comes. Now, it's the word that you need to hold on to. Listen to this. I'm going to speak on a couple of the giftings a little bit here so that you can be quickened up. Know for how it happens for you. One is in the... We have gone through the gift. The gift of tongues is for personal use. Are you with me? It's for you to personally build yourself up in the most holy faith. I believe the gifts of tongues is the doorway through which every other gift begins to manifest. So if you don't have the gift of tongues, you need to ask Jesus openly as a little child, Lord, I want to see the gift of tongues manifesting in my life. God anoints you with the gift of tongues and you find you're speaking in tongues. That's the doorway through which every other gift begins to manifest forth. Now, of the other gifts that we have seen in the Word, the gift of the gifting of word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits come in the realm of the gift of revelation. What is this word of wisdom or word of knowledge? There's two different gifts. So I'll speak first on the word of knowledge. What is this gift of word of knowledge? It's not a knowledge that you get through academic excellence. It's not a knowledge that comes to you by reading books. It's not a knowledge that comes to you by people giving you some information about something. What is this word of knowledge? It is the gifting of the Holy Spirit coming upon you and revealing something to you that has happened in a person's life in the past or in the present, which you could have not known any other way. Understand this very clearly. Come on, I hope you are receiving this. The word of knowledge is not as if, you know, somebody comes and says, this person is got a financial problem. And that person comes to you for prayer. And he says, Lord shows me you have financial problem. That's not the gift. Are you with me? That is deception. If you misuse the gift, you will become a person whom God will never trust you with an anointing. Are you with me? The word of knowledge relates to something that's happened in the past or in the present, which God supernaturally reveals, which you could have not known in any other way. That anointing of God or the word of knowledge can come to a person, even if you are a child or an elder person or a very old person, rich or poor. It does not depend upon anything else but on the gifting of God. Word of knowledge. An example of the word of knowledge in the scripture would be Jesus speaking to Nathanael in John chapter 1 and saying, "While you were still standing under the fig tree, I saw you." Are you with me? That's the word of knowledge. Or in 2 Kings chapter 3, you will find Israel is having a battle and the enemy is trying to attack the king of Israel. But every time the enemy comes to attack the people of Israel, the people of Israel are ready for that. And they do not understand how this is happening. And so the king of the enemy is sitting with his ministers and saying, "How is it that the king of Israel knows everything?" And then one of the ministers tells the king of, he says, "There is a prophet by the name of Elijah in Israel. Even the very thing that you share in your bedchamber, the king of Israel comes to know through that prophet." Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. God will move a word of knowledge upon your life. Amen. That is the gifting of the word of knowledge. Are you with me? What the enemy conspires against the child of God, whether it be in the courts of Pharaoh, God will reveal to you wherever you are through the word of knowledge. Amen. That's the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge can come to a person. There is no gift of vision in the Bible. Through this charismatic renewal, people have been hearing gift of vision, gift of, you don't find that gifting in the Bible. Are you with me? Some people come and ask, "Do you have vision?" Hallelujah. Yes, God has given me good vision. But the word of knowledge can operate. The word of knowledge can operate through a dream, through a vision. The word of knowledge can operate through a vision or through a dream. Are you with me? But the vision by itself is not the gifting. The word of knowledge. Amen. Now, we take one of the revelation gifts, and we take one of the power gifts. Just like a word is a part of a sentence, God does not give you the whole thing, but He gives you a part of it. Are you with me? If He gave you the whole thing, then you wouldn't walk by faith. He gives you a part, just like a word, it's called the word of knowledge. Word is a part of a sentence. He gives you a word. Are you with me? And sometimes, remember, everything in the kingdom of God is related with the manifestation intensifies, increases with every act of obedience that you do. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you still awaken well this night? The word of knowledge is operated either through a vision or through a dream. And it is related to things that has happened or that is in the present. Now, that is a basically a word. One, it is to reveal a tactic of the enemy so that the enemy does not outwit you. Are you with me? It is also given so that through that word, you are kept in the power of God and kept in the plan of God without moving into deception. Once we were having a Sunday fellowship here, and we were here in this place, and Sunday ministry was going on. And just before I come to the pulpit to preach, I was sitting there and praying. And I was sitting there and praying, and the Lord caught me up into the Spirit. The Lord showed me something that was happening way out there, which I couldn't see with my natural eyes, because I'm sitting in this room. I can hardly see the people here also. I'm sitting in this room, but God showed me through a word of knowledge things happening way outside about a person who was coming in for the ministry. Something that happened to him. I want to elaborate on that. And through that, I knew that I needed to pray immediately for that person. That person would be kept from the harm of the enemy and kept in the protective care of the Lord. Are you with me? This is a gift that is very important if you are a pastor. Kenneth Hagin speaks about one of his deacons going out, fooling around, and then when Kenneth Hagin called up, the person came up saying, "Hallelujah, praise God," and began to lie. Kenneth Hagin was standing there, and then said, "Brother, the Lord showed me we had a retreat in Mysore, and that was about 7 years back, 7 years, nearly 8 years back. And I was just a babe in Christ. But that was the time I was more hungry for the gifts, and I was learning on the gifts. And it was a retreat for just the priest. It was a retreat by Joe Sanatana. And I was just a team member. And so this retreat, the priests were there, and the retreat was going on. And, you know, lay people preaching to priests, they are continuously rebelling against the message. There's no way we're getting the breakthrough. So Joe Sam was very different and said, "What do we do? All the talks we can, we are smashing them with the word. You know how we preach? You know, taking the hammer and trying to break the rock." And still they are hard-hearted and they are holding on. What's going on? And so, listen, says, "Now we will, you know, what we'll do is we need to tell them that Jesus is alive. We preach that Jesus will be an experience. We will have counsel." So Joshan came to the pulpit, and I was the youngest person on the team. Joshan came to the pulpit and said, "We'll be having counseling, and this will be the counselor, and one of the persons will counsel, and I'm just the only one, I'm sitting there." And there's one of the counselors, he's the counselor, almost sitting over there. And I said, "No, I won't sit, you know, I'll just go in this year, I'll be here." He said, no, you have to sit for counseling." I said, "I won't." He said, "You have to." I said, "Lord, what do I do?" And sitting there. And there was a priest that was making the most problem in that district. You can ask Joshua about it. And this priest, he wanted to check me out. He wanted to check me out, and he came in. He came to that place and he sat down. And this was on the fourth day of the retreat. This counseling is going on. He came and sat in front of me. Like this. What this guy is all about. And so I said, "Lord," I just person I sat there. The minute I sat there, the Lord showed me something that happened 2 days before in my son that happened to his life. And the Lord showed me a vision through the word of knowledge manifesting through a vision. He showed me this priest about 30 kilometers outside Mysore taking a Hero Honda bike and going with a woman behind the bike to a remote place. 2 days back. And he showed me the day. And so, being a priest with all respect, I said, "Father, 2 days back, the Lord shows me a red Hero, I even remember the color, a red Hero Honda bike and describe this woman and this priest sitting there. Till then he was, you know, with all his pride. And the good thing was, God convicted them right there. He held on to my hand and he said, I'm sorry. Please ask the Lord to forgive me. I said, you are the priest. But I am the royal priest. Hallelujah. We prayed. And the good thing was, this priest was so touched, he went out and he testified. That's why I'm sharing this. Because the rest of the priests there were most of his diocese, I mean, under him in the diocese, or his own friends in the thing. So he went and, you know, set it out, and you can understand that there were no more people for counseling. Hallelujah. Now, that doesn't make you a know-all. Are you with me? Are you with me? Now, this is the gifting of God, the word of knowledge which God gives to his people. Amen? Not to put someone down. Not to put someone in shame. No, but not to expose someone. But rather, he can be coming back into the reconciling hand of God and be set free and blessed. Amen? The word of knowledge is one gift that I believe that the church needs to function in. Church needs to function in. And God can give you days, time, place, people, circumstances, situations, so clearly in your spirit that you can see them as if you're seeing a movie. You can tell that person, so that person will know that we worship a living God and not a dumb idol. Amen? The word of knowledge. And I wanted to be quickened up. Are you with me? Now we can go through that, give the word of knowledge in a lot more detail, but then we wouldn't have time. Find through the scriptures itself. I'm just giving a couple of examples. But one of the power gifts that I want to mention tonight is the gift of faith. Now remember, we have shared to you many times. How many of you are with me? Do you want me to stop? Many times I've shared with you on faith in the Bible. It's not a faith in a doctrine, faith in a message, but rather it is faith in the living God Jesus. Amen? And that faith, I told you, there is an intellectual faith, there is a saving faith, there is a miraculous faith, all that. But that is not the gift of faith that is mentioned here in the Bible. Every one of the believers can have faith if they will hear the word of God. Remember, sometimes just not even reading the word will produce faith. It is hearing the word. Are you with me? Sometimes you might know a scripture, but you will have to hear it again. The times when, I come here and the Lord is speed, but then I need faith to be strong in me. And if I don't get anything to listen to, what I do is sometimes I get my own cassette and listen to them. But beauty is not, I don't listen to the preacher, I listen to the word. Are you with me? When you're in the office ministering forth as a preacher, there's an anointing that comes upon you to minister forth. And that anointing is what produces faith when people listen to that word. Amen? You have nothing to do with it. The preacher might not even be a person who believes. Come on. I've seen people preaching on the gift of healing without believing in healing. But God manifests healing for someone who listens to that word. Are you with me? Same way, for faith to apply or manifest in my life, sometimes the word has to be heard. That's from the faith we're dealing with here. Gift of faith is the faith that comes from an anointing from the Holy Spirit upon your life, whereby you have nothing to do with it. Let me explain it. There is a difference between the gift of miraculous power and gift of faith. Miraculous power is the anointing of God coming upon you and working through you. Are you with me? But the gift of faith is the anointing that comes upon a situation but has got nothing to do with you. The anointing does not work with you or work through you. The anointing works independent of you. I'll explain. Now when the people of Israel came to the Red Sea, God said unto Moses, stretch forth thy rod over the sea. Are you with me? He had to do something. And when he stretched forth that rod, the Red Sea parted. That's the gift of miraculous power. Amen? Because he did something. But you will find God telling Joshua, and Joshua prayed, and the sun stood still. Just right there, the sun stood still when he prayed. He had nothing to do with it. The anointing was independent of it. All that he said was, sun stand still. Come on, come on. The gift of faith comes by you just saying the word out. When Samson took that jawbone and killed those Philistines, it was the gift of miraculous power. The power of God was working, functioning through him. Jawbone of a donkey could not kill so many people, but the anointing of God came upon him and he exercised it. But the gift of faith, there is nothing. He doesn't work through you. You just say the word. In other words, the gift of miraculous power is when somebody comes to you for boxing, and the power of God comes upon you, and he says, shh. The person falls down. Gift of miraculous power. He's 100 kilos more than you, weighs heavier, all that. But when anointing of power comes, you smash him, he falls down. Amen? But the gift of faith is this man comes to you, and you say, fall. Come on. And he falls down. Amen? You have nothing to do with it. Come on. Now these are gifts for the church. You need to know these are gifts for you. God wants to give. Tonight I believe that there is a resurrection glory that is going to come upon our lives. There's always such a thick anointing. I praise God for people who can feel the presence of God when he comes down. I'll continue with this message. We're just speaking about the quickening of the Holy Spirit through the gifts. But I just want you to stand up in the presence of God for a minute very fast. Come. Lift your hands. In worship. Just glorify the name of the Lord. Mashal Baba Shamba Kama Kadul Badu Shingaba Yubatan.
My Jesus, my Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabba, there is a river of God that is flowing in this place. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name.